This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, Good Neighbors, to episode number 132 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have Good Neighbor Kari Davis from The Well. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This is a great thing that you do.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always good to meet good people in the community and learn what they do. So let's dive right in, and why don't you share a little bit about what you do over at The Well?
Yes, sure. I would love to. So I have been teaching about essential oils, namely doTERRA essential oils, for 13 years. And so that began my natural wellness company. And I founded The Well in about 2018 because I really found the need for more coaching for women to not only live a non-toxic lifestyle with their products, but as well as their thoughts. And so I do coaching, kind of just holistic life coaching. Those are very general terms, I know, but I have the Well Health and Wholeness podcast everywhere where you watch podcasts, because I think that there's so much more than just giving people a to-do list, but it's also just needing the encouragement that I think all women need.
Absolutely. So how did you get involved in all this? It's a big undertaking.
Well, I was a mom. I had three little kids. I was living in Cape Coral at the time, and someone introduced me to essential oils. I was actually down in Marco, and one of my kids got sick on the beach. We had all had a nasty stomach bug all week, and she opened up this little bag of brown bottles and said, "Do you mind if I use some essential oils on him?" And I just thought, no, I don't want you to. I don't know what they are. I know nothing about them. But this is a friend that I trusted very, very much. And she rolled the digestive blend on his tummy and oregano, which is a really hot oil. It's very great at boosting the immune system, and on guard on his feet. And later that afternoon, he was feeling better. And I just was intrigued, to say the least. And I quizzed her on so many things for the rest of the weekend, because she was talking about plants that I recognized from the Bible, frankincense, and then just regular plants that were lavender and lemon and the different benefits. And as a mom, I was so excited to make natural cleaning supplies, to just have a tool that could be used on my kids that I felt good about. And I threw myself into education and just learned. I lived in Cape Coral for another probably 7 years after that. And I have a really large team there. My kids play hockey at Hertz Arena. Wow. So I have a lot of customers up at the rink. And then also down here in Naples, where I now live with my husband. Essential oils, just for your emotional benefit and your physical benefit, have changed the entire way that so many of us care for our families.
Absolutely. And it's so much better for you than the chemicals we all see out there. We don't know what's in things that we're using. So no, I love it. I think it's great. Absolutely. So we've all had some type of, I'm going to say, challenge or obstacle along our journey that we can look back at now and maybe say, you know, I'm in a better place now because I went through that. Is there something that happened along your journey?
Well, yes. I don't know if I would say I a better place because of this, but a different and amazing place despite this. I started my doTERRA business kind of on accident in 2013. Wasn't intending on doing this. And suddenly in 2015, I had just kind of started to earn some income, and it was kind of exciting because I had been a stay-at-home mom up until then. But March 28th, 2015, my first husband passed away suddenly. He had a massive brain hemorrhage, and I found him on the floor one Saturday morning after a birthday party drop-off. And so I was immediately catapulted into not only the grieving process, but being a single mom with three kids and this new business that had really started to take off. And it was just in that time, I saw the power of not only residual income, because I took a lot of time off and actually my business grew because of being in a business with a consumable product that people really wanted, but using aromatherapy and natural healthcare for my own self-care and just feeling better, getting through the grieving process, eventually meeting my husband, Bobby. So I have an amazing end to the story, but it was really, really hard in that moment to walk through being widowed at 38 and my three kids losing their dad. And so
it's a lot to deal with. Absolutely.
It was a lot to deal with. And, you know, I hate to tie my business with it, but they absolutely happened at the same time. And so there's just a love for the essential oils and now the coaching that I do with women that have also been derailed through grief or through just losing something, through sickness, through so many different things that I call it the club. Once you're in the grief club, you can relate and love on people in ways that you never could. So yes, something good did come from it. But obviously I don't like to say that since my kids don't have their dad, you know?
Right. Yeah. And it's, you know, like I said, it's great that you offer that support and have that outlet for other people, you know, mm-hmm. that are going through that. Are there any maybe myths or misconceptions based around what you do?
Absolutely. I think on one hand, there's like this mindset that you're anti-modern medicine if you use natural solutions. There's also just some people that don't rely on modern medicine. I am a hybrid wellness coach where I believe in being preventative and proactive with our health. There's so much we can do with diet and exercise and nutrition and natural plant medicine like essential oils. But then there's also an amazing side of when you need a doctor, when there's a broken bone. And so it's just not all or nothing. It's an absolute beautiful hybrid that we can take care of our bodies in ways emotionally and physically through more allopathic approaches and natural medicine that I think people don't take enough time looking at both sides from both sides.
Absolutely. I agree 100% with that. So are you from Southwest Florida originally?
I'm not. I'm originally from Minnesota and I grew up in Cleveland from ages 10 to 20, but I've been in Southwest Florida since I was 20 and I'm 46. So I've been here a long time now.
Seeing a lot of changes.
I love Southwest Florida.
I'm sure. So what do you enjoy doing outside of work?
So we are a boating family pre losing our lift in hurricanes. we have to trailer it now, so it's not as easy, but we're rebuilding a lift here soon. But we spend a lot of time at the ice rink. Our three youngest kids, we're a combined family of five kids. So our youngest three play hockey. So when I'm not at the hockey rink, I like being at the beach and on the boat.
Absolutely. That's why we live down here, to enjoy that and get out in the weather.
Exactly.
And hockey is big down here in Florida. We got two great NHL teams, a great ECHL team. So yeah, absolutely. So what is one thing you wish our listeners knew about what you do that maybe they're not aware of?
So I think that the thing that I really wish people would take advantage of is coaching. I think that I love when people get essential oils into their home. I'm so grateful for that. But I would love to get more clients that need that handholding to really take their wellness and their mindset to the next level. And so I do it with a Christian approach. I am a believer, but I'm not a tutti frutti Christian, as I like to say, where I know a lot of people maybe want that Christian approach, but want it to also, again, be a hybrid of also self-care and also just general life coaching and your clients. And so it feels for people just like modern medicine and natural medicine, like it's all or nothing, but there is a hybrid approach to having someone just be there to support you. And so I think we all need so much more coaching and learning how to self-coach than we do.
Absolutely. It's all about learning and educating and, you know, and growing as a person. Mm-hmm. So how would our listeners go about contacting you if they wanted to learn more about what you do?
Yeah. So go to thewellteam.com. You can find the podcast there. You can find out about essential oils. You can find out more about me. You can email me at oilsareagift, like not A-R-E, not the R, oilsareagift@gmail.com. Or you can just click a link on the website. And then on Instagram, I'm KariDavis_thewell. And this month I'm teaching about natural anti-aging, how it's better for you than Botox. I know everyone in this Southwest Florida seems we have Botox places on every corner, but I would love for us to be taking care of ourselves anti-aging more naturally.
I agree. More natural is better. I love it. Kari, thank you for being such a good neighbor. It's been a pleasure getting to know you, and I hope to see you out in the community here soon.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estera. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.